This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport last morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his four-day visit. He will also visit Varanasi on 2nd of October. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir today. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across the 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora in Kashmir Division, and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Sambar districts in Jammu Division. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Begh, Bashrat Bukhari, Sajid Ghani Loni and Nasir Aslam Wani in Kashmir Division, and Davinder Singh Rana, Chaudhry Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows garnering support for their party candidates. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment yesterday signed an agreement with National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, to extend support and provide legal aid services to marginalized people across the country. Addressing the event in New Delhi, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said that this initiative will empower poor and weaker sections of the society with free legal services. He highlighted that NALSA, with this MOU, will also disseminate information about the new criminal laws among marginalized communities. He added that this agreement will ensure justice for all. During the event, the minister also launched Sarthi 1.0, a digital portal. The Health Ministry has issued draft guidelines outlining conditions for withdrawal of life support in terminally ill patients. Terminally illness has been defined as an irreversible or incurable condition from which death is inevitable in the foreseeable future. Severe brain injuries with no recovery after 72 hours are included in this category. Doctors are advised to make a considered decision about it based on several factors, including the patient being declared brainstem dead, a poor prognosis with no likely benefit from treatment, or a documented informed refusal from the patient or their family. In draft guidelines, which has been released for public comments, the ministry emphasized that many patients in intensive care units, ICUs, are terminally ill and are not expected to gain from life-sustaining treatment, LST. The ministry added that in such circumstances, LST are non-beneficial and increase avoidable burdens and suffering to patients and therefore are considered excessive and inappropriate. The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees has been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees to Manipur and 25 crore rupees to Tripura. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the central government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood-affected states. In football, India have clinched the SAFF Under-17 Championship title, defeating Bangladesh 2-0 in the final played at Thimphu in Bhutan last evening. Mohammed Kaif secured the winning goal in the 58th minute by heading the ball past the opposing goalkeeper from a corner delivered by Nagam Ghobait. And with that, we end this news bulletin.